Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Anne Stone. Anthony Albanese will join thousands of Aussies this weekend protesting violence against women at various rallies across the country. He'll be at an event in Canberra tomorrow. And CEO of Full Stop Australia, Karen Bevan, has told Nine there's a real opportunity for men to step up.
All of the wonderful men out there, all our colleagues, friends, partners, family members, this is your time to step up and say, I'm not going to allow that bad comment through.
Half of the 26 women killed so far this year in Australia have been in regional areas. A national firearms register is a step closer with the announcement of more than $161 million over 4 years. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says it's the most significant advance in our gun safety regime since the 1996 National Firearms Agreement.
This national firearms register will help ensure that police know what guns are in the community, where they are, and who owns them. It will help keep all Australians, especially police officers, safe from gun violence.
A 30-year-old man's been shot dead in an overnight drive-by in Melbourne. He was found in a car at Hampton Park in the city's southeast. Locals telling police a Ford Ranger was seen speeding away from the area. And two people have died in separate stabbings in New South Wales overnight, a 16-year-old boy from Narromine and a 28-year-old man in Quakers Hill. More pain in the hip pocket with petrol prices hitting record highs across many capital cities. Rising wholesale costs, high oil prices and a weak Aussie dollar are being blamed. And King Charles has been given the green light to return to public duties. He's still getting treatment for cancer, but his doctors are happy with his progress. A massive blow for Port Adelaide's Sam Powell Pepper. He'll miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL in last night's win over the Saints. While skipper Connor Rosie is still a chance for next week's showdown after scans revealed a low-grade hamstring injury. St Kilda's Jack Higgins faces a nervous wait for the match review on his dangerous tackle on Alirelia, which saw the Port star subbed off with concussion. And Port veteran Charlie Dixon admits it can be confusing for players.
I mean, we don't know who's going to get on, who's going to get weeks or who's not in these days. There's no real clear sort of rules, I guess.
And in NRL news, Manly stars Hamole Olakau'atu and Daly Cherry Evans are looking at suspensions for a dangerous tackle on Eels forward Sean Lane. They're facing two games on the sidelines with an early plea. And para winger Mike Acevo will be fined for his dangerous contact on Ruben Garrick, the Sea Eagles winning last night's game 32-18. Round 8 action rolls on later today with the Tigers hosting the Broncos in Campbelltown. Brisbane's Billy Walters has overcome a rolled ankle and will play. While tonight it's the Cowboys at home to the Panthers. Penrith's Moses Leota and Scott Sorensen both ruled out.